Okay, today is Daf Zayin, Masechtas Tamura. We're on Daf Vav, Amud Beis. We're up to... Amar of Yosef. So, we said that the word Lashem taught us that a Seir HaMishtaleach can't have a mum. Right? So, that's how you know you can't have a mum. You can't have a mum anyway. Because you have a Goral, and maybe it's going to be the one for Hashem. So, I can't have a mum. I don't need another drasha to tell me you can't. I can't have a mum no matter what. Right? You have two animals, they can't have a mum. So Amar Rav Yosef, no. Hamani, who's the author here of this brisa, of this story? Chanan HaMitzrihi. It's Chanan HaMitzri. Damar, some Tana said, Afilu Dam Bekos. Let's say you already have the Dam in the cup. You already shechted the Lashem. And then you have a Dam in the cup, and then some mishap happened, and now you have to get another animal. Mevi Chaveiro Umazigle. Bring another one. Bring another animal. The animal's not going to be subject to a goro. So maybe you had the dam in the cup and then the Seir Mishleach died. In other words, shechted the Lashem, then the Seir Mishleach dropped dead. So you got to get another one before you sprinkled it. So you got to get another one. So take another one. So maybe that one can have a mum. That's the case. Maybe that has a mum. That's for sure going to be Lazazel. No, so that we need a pasuk Lashem to tell me it can't have a mum. Why would I think it can have a mum? How could it have a mum? No, the answer is it's after the you did have goral already. Then the Seir Mishleach dropped dead. I need another one. I'll get that one. Has a mum? So what? It's not a carbon anyway. Seir Mishleach. So what? No. So the Gemara says that's not true. Nihi d'shmas le l'chanan l'mitzri d'lohavi d'ichui d'lotzarach agrolo mishmasle. What? It doesn't have to have a goral. You have to have a goral. What kind of goral are you going to have? You're going to have a goral. You're going to take two animals. Do a goral. The one that's Lazazel is Lazazel. And one that's Lashem, you're going to wait for it to get a mum and let it pasture. Because you don't need it anyway. But you got to do a goral, so it has to be, you can't have a mum. So the Gemara says, okay, how about this one? Dilma, Maisi Magril, you do a goral. El Amr, Rav Yosef, Hamani, Rav Shimoni. This must be Rav Shimon, Netanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon, Netanya, Meis Echad Mehem. If one of them died, dropped dead. Mevi Chaveiro below Hagrola, Div Rav Shimon. So you can bring one without a goral. You don't need a goral. So if the Seir Mishleach died,
just pick one.
I did a goral already. Yeah. I did a goral. Did the goral an hour ago. Then this one died. I need another goral? No, just bring anyone. So I would have thought maybe that one could have a mum already. Anyway, it's being thrown off the cliff. I don't need it for a carpet anyway. Kamash one? No, it has to be, it can't have a mum. Rava Amar, lo nitzdrucha, the case is, kigon chuhumam bo bayom, it got a mum. That's the pasuk. So the pasuk is Lashem.
No, not even with pasuk Lashem. The pasuk has to be the same. Where it tells you it has to have the same exact as the other one. Use that as. That means no matter what happens, it has to be the same.
Also, oh, that's exactly the point. They only hold this to start. To start, they have to be exactly the same height, the same this, same. Once one got lost. Once one got a mum, Rav is going to say, then maybe it doesn't have to be exactly the same, and it could even have a mum. Maybe after all, it's only being thrown off the cliff anyway. Hashem says no. The pasuk says no. It has to have can't have a mum. Rav Avar, another case. Got a mum, right? The Seir Mishleach got a mum. V'chilu al chaveiro, and you redeemed it on another animal. It also has a mum, right? So originally you don't know which one's going to be for Hashem, which one's going to be Lazazel. Of course, they can't have a mum. Aval hacha given to Idkar Shem lo laki. Right, so then here, since the one for Hashem is already set aside. The one for Hashem is already set aside. Same case. Now the one for Al-Zazel got a mum, so you can't use it now for Al-Zazel. So I'll bring another animal. This animal can have a mum lechadchila. K'mashlan, it cannot. Okay, fine. Now, Amar Mar, we said yesterday, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kabbalas Hadam. The Kabbalas Hadam, we said yesterday, that if you have an animal with a mum, and you shecht it, and then you bring it as a carbon, you're over five things. Shechting a balmum, bringing a balmum, doing zrikas adam on a balmum, what else? Being makdir a balmum. And he said also kabbalas adam of a balmum. You bring the dam from here to there, you're over on a daraisa of doing kabbalas adam on a balmum. That's what he said. So,
receiving it.
Kabbalas adam of a balmum. Not what? Yeah, that's Kabbal Saddam.
Oh,
that's halacha. Just receiving it, fine. My time with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what's his reason? Amar Kra, Uma'uch, the kasus, the natuk, the karus, which are all different kinds of mums. And the pasuk continues, lo takrivu lashem. Don't bring those animals for a carbon. Zu kabbalas adam. That means kabbalas adam. It doesn't mean don't bring it. We already know that. Yesterday those psukim. So what's another time don't bring? That means kabbalas adam. Lo takrivu zu kabbalas adam sha'amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda.
You don't do kabbalas adam.
Then you know you're not allowed to do kabbalas adam with a balmum.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you did. Okay. You're over in Aveira. What about Tanakama? Tanakama says you're not over in Aveira. If you do Kabbalah's Hadam, you're not over in Aveira for that Avodah. You're going to sprinkle it in 20 minutes, you're over for that. But for Kabbalah's Hadam, you're not over. Okay. So, Ula Tanakama, hi, Lo Takrivu Lomali. Then why does it say Lo Takrivu? Yesterday we had three psukim that said Lo Takrivu, Lo Takdishu, don't Bamakdish, don't. What's all that about? So, we buy Leil Zvikas Hadam, Zvikas Domim. That tells you can't do Zvikas Hadam. No. But we had a Hasuk for that yesterday. For Hanafkale mi Baal Mizbeach. We had that yesterday. It's like, well, yeah, Urcha Dekra B'Shtai Hachi. Yeah, the Pasuk repeats itself. It's a normal thing to do. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda Nami Urcha Dekra Hu. So maybe according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda also, the Torah is just repeating itself, because that's a normal thing to do, to just, you know. Enachanami, you're right. Enachanami, you're right. Ella, Kabbalah Saddam and Ali. How do I know Kabbalah Saddam is a problem? Nafkale Meha from the following. It says umiyad ben necher lo takrivu. Don't bring a carbon from a ben necher. What's a ben necher? A guy. Is that what it means? Yeah. Yeah. Now we already know that you can't bring. One second. Yeah. No, sorry. This means umiyad ben necher means that the animal's a ben necher. Means it has a mum. Don't bring an animal with a mum, lo takrivu. Now we already know that from other sources. Zuhi Kabbalah Saddam. This is Kabbalah Saddam. Shinemar, Shamar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda. Utanakama hai lo takrivu lamali. What does he do with Tanakama do with this pasuk? He says there's nothing wrong. You're not over an avira for the Kabbalah Saddam of Balmum. Mibar le lahai. So that the Khmer, I would have thought halvalon stafu bnei noach el al machosari varim. That goyim are only, goyim themselves don't, the goyim themselves, the goy has also standards. It's not going to bring any old animal to the Beis Hamikdash, to their temple. What won't they bring? They don't, if their animal has a chipped tooth or something, they're going to be back. They don't care about that. The animal. The animal has a little bit of a scratch. They don't care. What do they care about? Missing a limb. They're going to be a three-legged animal to their temple. They're not going to accept that. So their standard is much lower than ours. You know, our standard is much higher. But even they have standards. So they're not going to bring an animal with a three-legged, missing an aver. They're not going to bring such a thing. Loshna mizbeach didhu. Loshna mizbeach didan. Doesn't make a difference if it's their temple or our temple. So we would allow a goy to bring an animal with a balmum because they'll bring it themselves. So if a goy shows up to the Beis Hamikdash and says, I'm trying out your religion, I want to bring a carbon, we'll accept it. If that's the carbon you want to bring, that we don't take. So why not? I bring it to my town. Okay, but we don't have a but maybe I would say, maybe we do, we don't care, we'll bring it for them. Kamar Shalom, we don't say that, we don't bring it. Okay? Lashon Acher, this Masech has a lot of Lashon Achers. So, same thing really, with slightly different language. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda, Omer, Afa Kabbalah Saddam. Yechayev on Kabbalah Saddam. My time, why? Tekhsev ma'och v'chasos, o takrivu, zu Kabbalah Saddam. V'zvika nafkele me'al mizbeach, and zvika we learn out from different words, or Rabbanan nami typically zvika min al mizbeach. And why don't the Rabbanan learn that? Hachanami, you're right, they do. El takrivu de ma'och l'may asa. What does it mean? Don't bring an animal with mums. Mafkinan lebamos yachid. To tell you that you can't even bring these balmums on a bama, on a private bama. Whenever bamas were permitted, even that you can't do. Even if it has a mum. The rules of bamas yachid were very, very lax. You don't need a kohen. You don't need a kohen for that. You can do it yourself. So maybe I can bring a balmum. No, that you can't do. How do you know? This pasuk. Ula Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda haimi boile lebamos yachid? Right? Gemara says, Enachanami, you're right, yes, he does. El takrivu de Kabbalah minole. How do you know you're not allowed to do Kabbalah Saddam? It's Asr. Miyad ben Echel lo takrivu, zu Kabbalah Saddam. That's Kabbalah Saddam. For Rabbanan, it's Drich, and Rabbanan say, no, it's necessary to tell me that ben Echel. So that the Chemina Hoel, Ubnei Noach, Eina Mitzuvan, El Machose Evar, Babama de Lahon. Since a guy's not Mitzuvah on normal mums, a guy's okay. Except missing an Evar. Dilma ananani kabbalina manhon. Maybe we would also accept such a bamum. Kamash malon mikol eile deloma kabbalinan. We don't. Okay. Okay. Correct. Correct. Exactly. That's exactly the point. Now, Maskeflor Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish asks a very, very good question. We just learned that if you have a Baal Mum, an animal is a Mum, and you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, what's the story? You're over a 5 or 6 Averis, right? And you shecht it, you bring it at the carbon. You're over a lot of things. Says Rish Lakish, what if that makes sense? I agree, I'm not arguing on those Tanoi, I'm not arguing, but that makes sense if the animal was born healthy, and then it developed a Mum later, and you brought that animal as a carbon. You shechted it, you did all those things, you did over so many things. What if the animal was born with a Mum? The animal was born with a Mum. So it's not even really an animal. And maybe you're not chayiv. It's like taking a chair, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you shechted, you cut the chair in half, you backed in the chair, no such thing, you're over for a Mum? It's not about Mum. It's not about Mum. It's not an animal. It's nothing. You have mental problems, right? So maybe an animal born with a Mum is the same thing. It's not an animal. It never had the status of an animal. It was born like this, and then you wouldn't be chayav. It's like shechting a chair. He says it's like shechting a dekel. You bring a tree to the Beis HaMikdash. You take a plant in a flower pot. You bring it out to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to shecht this as a carbon. Like, please call the white coat. Right? So maybe an animal with a mum, born with a mum, is the same thing. That's Rish Lakish's question. It doesn't have the status of an animal. Says Rish Maskev Lo Rish Lakish. Shem Elo Shaminu Ela Betam. It was born a tam. Shenasa Balmum. Now it's Balmum. The over. Now you're over a virus. If you bring a Balmum, it's a carbon. Now to do that. How many over? He said 5. He said 6. Di Balmum Meikaro. If it's Balmum all along, Dikla Balmahu. It's a piece of dekel. It's a piece of wood. Doesn't have the status of an animal. Says Rashi.
But the Torah doesn't say when a game becomes a Baal Mum.
So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Maskeflor of Shur Ben Lakish, Le'el Kamahada de Over Behe Shemos. We said before you're over 5 things. I'm on the last skinny line of Rashi. Shema Lo Shaninu Delika Mishal Lo Taktishu. Maybe the only time you get Malkus for bringing a Mum is Ela Betam Shinase Baal Mum. Mishum de'ikal neimar, because you could say, Hoel u'meikara tam havi. It was once upon a time a tam. Savar afal pishenafal b'mum akdeshinu v'akrivenu. Even though it has the mum, I'm going to bring this for a carbon, and that's the to do. V'kivin de la hakrav matzino la suke daite de akdeshe loki. Since you could have brought it when it was a tam, you waited for it to get a mum. You get an aveir for that. You get malchus for that. Aval b'mum meikara. Mimeimo, it got a mum when it was still in its mother's stomach, it was born with a mum. Dikla ba'almahu, it's just a piece of wood. De'ikla lememar, dolo osik adaiti la'akrava. You never thought to bring, it wasn't in the realm of possibility of bringing for a carbon. Ela ledmei akdashe, only for money, velo lucky, and you're not chayav malchus. And you're not chayav malchus. Right? Okay? What did Rashi just say? What did Rashi say? Why wouldn't you be chayiv malchus?
Because you born a Baal Mum.
No, that's not why. But only when a Baal Mum was born a Baal Mum. Rashi said, "Delo," was it? What are the words? "Delo asik adaite la'akrave." You never really thought to bring it. You never really intended to bring it. But he says, "Delo asik adaite." You never thought to bring it, la'akrave to bring it. You really wanted to just donate it. You really wanted to donate it. That's what you really wanted to do. For low luck, you don't get malchus for that. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? That's what Rashi says. Why you don't get malchus? What's Rish Lakish's question? If you had a Baal Mum, Meikaro, it's a piece of wood, you shouldn't get malchus. It was born a Baal Mum. Why? Because you don't really intend to... I'm not sure what Rashi's saying.
Never in the parsha.
So what you really want to do? You really wanted to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. Make a few dollars. They could sell it. Somebody's going to buy it, even though it has a mum, right? Someone will buy it for something. It's good for something. Working it, or eating it, or hide. So it's good for something. So that's what he really wanted to do.
Maybe he had a mind to give it before it was born.
So good point. So you hear what Rashi's saying? So Tosas, the question on Rashi. Tosas, in the Tosas of Ella, it's like 5 or 6 lines down, it just quotes the whole Rashi again, and he says, V'kasha laha rarav, whatever that is. Hechi matina lemerim de loasek adaita lakuve. How could you think they didn't intend to bring it? Well, didn't the guy get Hasra? V'halo asrube, hasrubo. They gave him Hasra. Lo taktish, balmum. What are you doing? You're not going to bring a balmum to the Mizbeach. Well, you better not do this. They warned him. Well, Rashi says, oh, he didn't intend to do it. What do you mean he didn't intend? You warned him. But what's that? I don't have the mum? You can't bring that animal for... You know what's going to happen to you if you bring that as a carbon? You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to get Malchus. And what happened? V'hu kiba olav hasra. He was b'kabal the hasra. V'amar nisved. I'm an askan. He knows I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing it anyway. I don't care what you people say. D'b'lav haki lo lucky. And they're not going to get Malchus for that? Why not? Rosh Lakish can't mean that. That can't mean Rosh Lakish's question. You hear what Tosafos just asked? The guy's walking to the base of the image with a mum, he's with a big sign. I'm bringing a carbon today. Right? And he's going to give him the number, and they give him a right, and they give him lunch, whatever goes on there. And then he says, what kind of animal is that? Yeah, I'll bring that. And they warn him, they give him a straw, they get to aid him. He says, I don't care about you people, I'm doing it anyway. So Rashi says, he didn't intend to do it. What does that mean? Right?
How does this work anyhow?
Had the Kohanim even allow it?
Right. How does the Kohanim just take it, they don't look? They don't know. It's, you just walk up there with an animal with 3 legs and it's no problem, and they come out and say, I'm doing it.
I know. What? Well, maybe the Kahana themselves. Who knows?
I mean, it's a small woman. These are not cases that things actually happen.
But then the whole thing of Hasra makes no sense then.
You don't need to survive this. You have to do a scratch thing. And so by the time it's dead, you might not realize it's had a move.
What I was thinking is maybe he had in mind to give it before the animal was born.
So the Tosus gives a similar answer to you. He gives a similar answer. What he says is, L'kach nir l'haram l'farish, the low shirim and lakish abal takdishu. He's not talking about donating it, because that can't be ella abal taktiru v'abal tazriku. On the other avodos, zrika and bimakdirit hachi pirusho lo shana du ubar. We're talking about lo shana du over aval abal taktiru v'abal tazriku. I have no doubt you're over on those things. Ava al ella shekedishu tam v'nasa balmum. It was a time when it became balmum. Kiven dechala olav kedushas mizbeach kodim shehumam. It got a mizbeach. You donated it, and then it got a mum. So right, osik adaite dechazi lakrava. So in your mind, you can bring it. When I donated, I had a balmum. It's not my problem. I had a mum. It got a mum now. I'm still going to bring it. That's one case. Aval balmum meikaro, but if it was born with a balmum, we're not born with a balmum. Got a mum before you donated it. Kodim shkedusha diklu ba'almahu. That's the case. Dilo masik adaiti dechazil lakrava v'lo laki. That's the case. You shouldn't get malchus. In other words, he donated it not knowing it has a mum. So that's what Rish Lakish means to ask. Rashi says the question is it was born with a mum. Says Tosafos, what's the question? He was warned not to do it. So the answer is, it was not born with a mum. It got a mum after you were makdish it, or before you were makdish it, but you didn't know that. You didn't know that. So I didn't know that. Now what happens is, I guess you bring it now. So now the question is, are you over? Okay, so that's the story. Not easy case here. Anyway.
Well, let me get this right. He designated an animal to be a carbon.
Right.
And then
it had a mum.
It had him before? Had
yes, him, before, him before, after. Before. According to Tosas, before. Before. And that's the question. Are you over for this? Because you didn't know, maybe you didn't know, you weren't aware. So that's the Rashi's case is easier case, but it leads to a hard question we can't answer. So, right. Amalei Chiyah Bar Yosef, it says in the Torah like this. Sarua, what's a sarua? Where two limbs, two parts, sides of the animal, not the same size, something like that. The kolot, another kind of mum, kasav b'parsha. These are mums that you have to be born with. You can't get this mum later in life. The animal can't get a mum, develop. Oh, one leg is longer than the other. That can't happen later in life. You're born that way. So these are mums that you're born with. Vahani balimum meikarininu. These are balmums that you're born with, right? And the Torah said, you can't bring them. Why would the Torah say you can't bring them? You can't bring a chair. The Torah didn't say you can't bring a chair, and you can't bring a table, and you can't bring a deck. The Torah didn't say that. But the Torah says you can't bring this. So what do you see? What do you see? It's not a dekel, it's an animal. Right? A Malay, Shemelo Shaninu Elabitmura. Maybe that was only in the case of Tamura. What does it mean only in the case of Tamura? Because we know that you can make, when you donate an animal, wait, let's see Rashi. Bitmura. Lafisha Tamura Chala al Balmum Kavua. Tamura is chal on a balmum. You can make tamura on a balmum. It's a funny thing, but you can do that. Right? You can make tamura on a balmum. V'kadosh kedusha gemura. It's full kedusha. Shena yotu l'chulun l'gazes v'lovet. You can't shear it, you can't work it. It's a mamash a carbon. I had a mum, but it's tamura, so it's okay. Ela afila de pidyon. You can't even redeem it. Ela have kishar kachim shekadam ha'kadeshin. It's mumun. It's like any other carbon, where the mum preceded the, I'm sorry, where the kedusha preceded the mum. V'hach mishnah l'kamon parakcheni. We're going to learn this on the ksiv, tov b'tov b'ra u'ra b'tov. That's what it says in the Torah. Whether good on bad or bad on good. Meaning that mums. That's bad. Bad means a mum. V'im harmer yamir. Hal v'kedusha gemurihi. Since it's full-fledged kedusha. Loka aleha im hamer v'hevi balas mum. Shiyaktish v'tasu b'tmuris behemas kodesh b'timima. Aval hikdish balmum e'ikaro. In other words, what the Gemara is answering is, if I have an animal that's a balmum, and I say I'm going to be makdish that balmum, does that even get off the ground?
It shouldn't.
It says Rashi, it doesn't. Now, if you actually go to the base of Mikdash and actually shecht it, you can be over five things.
Right.
But if you just makdish it, there's no kedusha. You can go riding it, you can go milking it, you can go shearing it. It has no kedusha. Why? Because it has a mum. Tamura is an exception. Tamura, it's chal, even though it has a mum. So maybe when the Torah said, those mums are problems, maybe it only meant tamura. It only meant tamura. Because if it's not tamura, it's born that way, you can't even makdish it. It doesn't even get off the ground. Now, if you bring it, you get an avera. Right? You get an avera. Why? You brought it by mum.
One second. So this case is where you had a perfectly good animal you were going to give us a carbon and you made tamura on one with a mum.
Right, and a mum that was born with a mum. It was born with a mum. Now, does the kedusha transfer to that animal? Yes, it does. Would it transfer to an animal not a tamura case? Not really. No, it doesn't. Why? It has a mum. It can't be makdish a mum. Now, can you bring it as a carbon? You can bring anything as a carbon. Right? You bring anything as a carbon. Now, how do you get past the kahanim? It's a good question. You can bring a donkey as a carbon. The kahanim don't notice. Is that an avera? I don't know. Maybe, but a balmum is certainly an avera. It's five averas. So then, when it says over here, now Rish Lakish is hacking. What if I had a mum beforehand? It's born with a mum. So Gemara said, what the pasuk says, you can't bring these things as carbonos. Now that's only by a tamura, because tamura is chal even on a balmum meikaro, like an animal's born saru of a kulit. They're born with funny things. They can't be born that way. You can get that later in life. Okay. Ditnan, chomer b'tmura mi'bezbeach, mi'bezevach. Tmura is worse than a zevach. Why? Sheken kedusha chal aleha al balmum kavua. Because a kedusha is chal on a tmura, on a balmum me'ikaro. So amar le'Rabbi Yochanan, lo shmir lecha d'amar Rav Yanai b'chabura v'nimnu v'gamru. Don't you know we had a whole discussion about this in the yeshiva? Hamakdish balmum l'gabim mizbeach over b'chamisha, mishum b'chamisha shemos. If you're makdish balmum, means you bring it as a carbon, you've over five things. V'b'tmura nami, and if tmura is also shisha haven, dika nami lav the tmura. Then if tmura is also in this parsha, then you should be over a sixth thing. Tmura also. Elamai balmum meikaro. Elamai balmum meikaro. So if we're talking about a real balmum meikaro, am I lucky? Dikla ba'amahu. Then why are you over? It's nothing. Now back to that question. If it's really a mum meikaro, why are you over? It's like shechting a tree. Why are you over for that? It's amalei. No, it's not a tree. Dikla lav zila milsa. If you bring a real tree to the Beis HaMikdash, is that a bizayon to the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is no. You have problems. You need help because you brought a dekel to a carbon mizbeach. You need help. It's not a disgrace to the mizbeach. You're nuts. Right? Lav mzila milsa min etim hu. Bringing wood is not a zila. It's not a disgrace to the mizbeach. Balmum meikaro, but bringing an animal with a mum, that's a disgrace. Why? Because everyone else is bringing mum without mums. What are you doing? Zila milsa, right? It's zila milsa. It's a disgrace. Kiven de shavak tam va'aktish balmum de mechayev. Because you're ignoring a balmum, you're ignoring the good ones, and you're bringing a balmum. You're not. You don't need the white coat now. Now you just look like a rush almost. What are you doing? You're bringing a balmum. Hey, you bring something that doesn't belong here. You bring a chair. You bring a dekel. You have problems. It's not a disgrace to the mizbeach. Bring an animal with a mum. It's a mamash disgrace. So you can't compare the two. Rosh Hashanah's whole premise was, it's like bringing a chair. No, it's not. It's not bringing a chair at all. A chair is a chair. A balmum is an animal that you should have brought a good one and you brought a bad one. Totally different. So there's no change in halacha. You want to say, oh, it's totally different. If you bring it with a balmum and yikaro, you're not chayiv. Why? It's like a chair. No, it's not. A chair has no kedusha. You have problems. Bring an animal with a mum, you don't have problems. You're a rasha. It's a disgrace. Okay. Lishna achrina. In case you didn't have enough of this, another version. Amalei, afilu hachi, bizya milsa, dedekel, leka bimino, lo lucky. Right? Same thing. That by a dekel, there's no disgrace. So therefore, there's no malchus. If you bring a dekel as a carbon, you don't get malchus for bringing a balmum. Why? It's not a balmum. It's a tree. Lafuki balmum, kivin deka bimino, lucky. Okay? Good. Amar Rava. Hash to the Amar, time of the Balmum the Lucky Mishum the Biza Milsayu. Now that we said that, you know why you get Malchus for bringing a Balmum? Because you did a disgraceful thing. Afilu Lamakdish Le Ledemi Nechasim Nami Lucky. Then even if you bring an animal, what kind of animal? What's he talking about? It's a Balmum. But you brought it, Rashi says, Dahashta leka bizarin kolkach, shein b'mina roil in the sachim. V'oh, dahadami laktashe, afilu haki laki. Afilu maktash le l'dmei nisachim. Even if you donated it to buy, not donating it for a car, but as a mum, but I'm donating it to, we're going to buy with this nisachim. We're going to buy, you know, other things, flour, wine. You should always get malchus. Why should you get malchus? Right? Right? Tani kavase de Rava. Rava says the same thing. Nedava tasa oso. Ze kodje berek habayis. Right? You can't bring a balmum as a carbon. You know that. So you say, I'll bring it for berek habayis. I'll give a donation. So why is that a problem? Right? Rashi says on top. Le balmum le dmi kodje berek habayis. You bring a balmum for kodje berek habayis. You can't bring it as a mizbeach for a carbon. You can't bring it for a carbon, right? Now, ainli el nadava neder minayin. What about a neder? Neder means you got to bring that specific animal. You say that animal. Right? Tamad lomar ula neder. What's going on here? What did Rava say with it? Hashda the amar. Hashed the Amar time of the Balmum, the lucky. Mishum zila bazil mulsayu. Right, the reason why you get Malchus is because it's a bizayon. So filu lamakdish le ledmei nechas and nami lucky. Even if you donate the animal for kedushas damim, you donate it as a donation, but you designate, I mean, only you want the money to be used for nesachim. Right? It's a funny thing. Right?
It could have been a carbon.
No, it has a mum. It has a mum. Yes. Yeah, it has a mum. And you donate it, but only to be used for Nesacha. It says, Rabbi, you get Malchus for that.
Why?
Why? Because it's still a bezayin. It's a bezayin. I'm using
You're not using it as a carbon.
No, but I'm using it to buy kabanas.
Are you trading it in for money to buy kabbalah?
Right. If I donate an animal with a mum and I say to the basement, you do whatever you want with it, that's a donation. But you can only use it to buy nesachim.
That's why.
Because you can only use it to buy nesachim, which is part of the mizbeach. It's also a disgrace. It's also a disgrace.
Got it.
Right?
Because if it was okay, it could have been a carbon.
No, but it has a mum.
No, it was okay. But what if it was
That's the reason?
No, it's not.
No, you do. You tell David, I want you to give money, but I only want you to buy, I only want you to use to buy chairs. So you can't do that.
Why not? People don't
look like
I know, I'm just saying. No, the problem is as follows, because any time, the suffering is a type of carbon. So right. You're giving the same carbon as the same mum carbon.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right, right. That's
even
the problem.
It's not going to be used for a carbon anyway.
Oh my gosh, we're never going to finish last today. Tanakh was the Rava, the Zabarasa that supports Rava. Nadava Tasoso, it says Nadava Tasoso, there Kachi Beta Kabayas. That's Kachi Beta Kabayas. Eliel Nadava. Neder Minayin. What if I promise to bring the actual animal itself? Tamad Lamar Ulu Neder. Yachal Afil Kachim is Beach, even if it's for a carbon. Tamad Lamar Ulu Neder Lo Yerot says that Kachim is Beach. Vainly Elam Neder. Nadava Minayin. What about a Nadava? That you can't bring a Balmum? Tamad Lamar Nadava. Rabbi Omer. Lo Yerotza. Baratzaz Guf or Kasa Medaber. Talk about Atzaz Guf, meaning the Guf itself. Haino Tanakama, so the same thing. My law, I think what they're arguing about. Tanakama Savar, Afil Akta Shelet Ben Zachim, Nami Lucky. Tanakama says, if you donated a Balmum for the purposes of buying the Zachim, you get Malkus for that. From Rebbe Savar, Barzah's Gufo Lucky, Avod Ben Zachim, Lo Lucky. That if, no. He says, no, you don't get Malkus for that. Like what you said. You don't get Malkus for that. You donated an animal with a mum that they have to buy the Zachim for it with the money. You don't get Malkus for that. The raya is you got malchus for that, like Rava said.
You're donating an animal with a mum and say I want it to be used for that. The whole thing shouldn't be chal. The whole transaction shouldn't be chal.
No, you're allowed to donate animals.
Yes, but you're not allowed to donate. But if you're not allowed to donate an animal, you're donating
with a mum.
You're saying I'm donating this animal. I want the money to be used for the safam.
Right. Right. Who gave you the right to say that?
No, the whole thing shouldn't be chal. We're not taking your donation. We're not taking the animal. The whole thing shouldn't be chal.
Right. I hear.
It's the same as the 14 cases we had.
Right.
Why should you be allowed to do that?
Right. Okay. El oso lamali. What is the word oso?
Answers that one, by the way.
I know.
They're not assuming that you can or you can't do it. They're assuming that you just did it.
Right.
Okay, so oso lamali. Look at the Tanya. Nadava tasa oso. Make it for oso tasa nadava. Vieta oso tamim lundava lebeta kabayas. Mikan amru, from here we see. Hamakdish tamim lebeta kabayas over base. By the same token, you should not donate animals that have no mum. Don't donate those to be for the upkeep of the temple. If they don't have a mum, bring it for a carbon. What are you doing? Menayin afalos asay, yichavalos asay. Shnemar, it says, v'dabar Hashem l'moshe lemar. Okay? So how many times does it say that in the Torah? 150 times? It says, v'dabar Hashem l'moshe lemar, li med ala parsha, shehi belav, divrei Reb Yehuda. Omalei Rebbe lebar kapara, my mashma. How do you get a lav out of the words, v'dabar Hashem l'moshe lemar? So Amalei, the cuss of Lamar, it says Lamar, lo nemar v'dvarim. No, don't make those promises. The difficult drusha there. Be Rebbe, Amri, lo Amar. Don't even say that. Don't say that I'm donating animals that don't have a mum for Bet HaKabayis. Don't do that. Now, Itmar, hamala evri bali mum legabi mizbeach. If you bring limbs of a bal mum onto the mizbeach, Amar Rava, over mishum bal taktiro kulo, or mishum da bal taktiro miksaso. Yichayef twice. Once for bringing some of the limbs, and once for bringing all the limbs. Those are two of the five averos from yesterday. Amar Abaya, ain't lokin alav shabaklalos. How can you get malchus twice for doing the same thing? I put up one limb, I'm chayiv. I put up five limbs, I'm chayiv again. How could that be? Meisvei, 1 second. Didn't we say that? Hamakshis v'alimum and l'gabim izbeach over mishum chamisha shemos. Yichayiv five. Two of the Abaya. The Abaya said yichayiv five. Abaya says, how can you be chayiv five? So Amar Abaya, no, Begavri Katani. No, that was talking about five different people. Five different people, each one did one act. So each, all of them are chayev. So Gemara says, no. I begavri, we're talking about five different people, then over, it says over. Uber and Reboile. It should have said they are over. It didn't say they, it said you are over. It can't be talking about five different people. Gemara says, right, El Pshita, the Chagavri, it's one guy. Two of Abaya, Abaya can't be right. Amar Abaya, Apik Haktaris, Mixasiv, Ayal Kabal Sadam. No, it doesn't, that can't be, that wasn't one of the five things. One of the five things cannot be. You burnt part of the limbs, you burnt all. That can't be right. So take that out and put in Kabbalah Saddam. So Gemara says, Kabbalah Saddam, but didn't Rabbi Yossi, some Rabbi Yehuda say Kabbalah Saddam was a sixth thing? Kabbalah Saddam, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Islay, Tanakhama, Leslay. He can't add that. Okay, so Kasha, it's a Kasha on Abaya. We have a Kasha on Abaya. Oshan Acher, from the Sefer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Aresha, Rabbanan, Tufta, Dabaya, Tiyufta, Abaya can't be right. Okay, all I want to do is the Mishnah anyway, because the Gemara, you can't, there's no way to stop. Not easy daf tomorrow, and it's one. Okay, here we go. Hakahanim mamrin b'shalahen Kahanim can do tumur on their own animals. Yisraelim mamrin shalahen. And Yisraelim do tumur on their own animals. Ein kahanim mamirin lo b'chatas v'lo b'asham v'lo b'bachar. A Kohen cannot do tumura on a chatas, asham, or b'char, even though they get to eat it. They can't do tumura because they don't get to eat it till after it's brought. So till it's brought, it's not theirs. So how can they do tumura? Says Rashi, shenasan lo yisrael shiakrivulo. I give it to the Kohen to shecht it. Im hamer bar Kohen, if the Kohen does tumura, ain't osim tumura al yadu. There's no such thing. Why not? He only gets it once it's brought. Then it's too late to do tumura. It's already dead. Right? Right? Fine. Oh, Rochel ben Nuri. So Rochel ben Nuri says back in the Mishnah.
Pickle
you could do. You can't do tumura. Amr b'yochan b'nuri, b'pnei ma ein ma'amrin b'b'char. Why can't he do tumur on a b'char? Why not? Doesn't he get the b'char even when it's alive? Amr lo Rabbi Akiva, chatas v'asha matana l'kohen. That's a matana. U'b'char matana l'kohen. Ma chatas v'asha ein ma'amrin bo, af b'char ein ma'amrin bo. Amr b'yochan b'nuri, wait a minute. Ma lo me'enu me'me b'chatas v'asha m'she'en zachin lo b'chayeyen. I understand why you can't do tumura on a chatas and an asham, because a kohen has no stake in it while the animal's alive. Tomer b'b'char, shezochen b'b'chayev. But one second. But a b'char, a Kohen does get when he's alive. Right? And the Kohen has to bring it as a carbon. So why is there no tumor on the b'char? Right?
You can only do tumor on the b'char with another
b'char. I don't know. But how can he, why can't he do it tumor on the Kohen? You give it to the Kohen. Then if it doesn't have a mum, the Kohen has to bring it as a carbon. So why can't he do tumor? It's a good question. So Amr b'Akiva, b'Akiva answers back. Halo kvar nemar v'ha yehu tumuras o yiyah kodesh. Heichon kodesh chal alav. Where's the kodesh chal? The Beit HaBaylim. Only by the, in other words, when's it born? Where's it born? It's born by me. I'm a Yisrael. I have to give it to you, the Kohen. But where's it? It's born by me. Since it's born by me, Rabbi Kiva comes out of a pasuk. Af tumura b'Beit HaBaylim. So tumura is done b'Beit HaBaylim. Even though it doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't make any sense, really. It's a drasha. Really, it belongs to the Kohen 100%. Why can't he do tumura? Because it could only be done tumura in the base of Bialim, where the Kedusha happened, where it happened, where it was born, where that happened by me.
What's it having to do with tumura or Bechor? Bechor is a Bechor. You can't say this. The other animal's not a Bechor. I mean, how do you say
that? He just asked that question. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
Right.
We'll pick up.